we've often pointed out to Congress that the playing field's not really level because you have a competitor called the Farm Credit System that basically has an effective tax rate of 2.5%. They don't pay any taxes on real estate loans, and they don't pay taxes on home loans. They can make home loans in towns of 2,500, and they're pushing to increase that population limit even higher, which we oppose. But that puts banks, you know, at a disadvantage when you are competing against a government-sponsored enterprise, which is what they are, that basically doesn't pay taxes, and then your banks have to, you know, providing the same loan to the same types of customers for the same terms, but they can undercut your interest rate because they don't pay taxes. We've tried to address that issue by getting Congress to pass legislation to equalize that, and the provision or the bill that's in Congress now, H.R. 3139, is called the ACRE Act. That has about 65 co-sponsors in the House, very bipartisan. And so we're trying to push that across the finish line, and that would be one way to help equalize that playing field.